This podcast was recorded on Grandparents' Day, January 2013.
I went to James Street Christian Brothers School in the heart of Dublin, way back at a time that was just after and during the Second World War. Now, that was a time when there was very few people had anything. You may hear at the moment everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Well, on our road there was no Joneses because everybody were the same. Nobody had anything. Everybody rode bikes. And I'm going to tell you a funny story about we were the first people on our road to own a car. But the car was rusty. And at the time when you bought a vacuum cleaner, the vacuum cleaner, where the air blows out on a modern vacuum cleaner, it blows out up the top and it just goes to waste. But way back then, the vacuum cleaners, they were all Hoovers. They were long and you put the hose in one end for sucking and the other end for blowing because the air went through it. And at the back part, you could put on a bottle with a pressure little thing on the front of it. And you could spray. You could spray paint or you could do anything with it once the air, the pressure of the air was there. And we got sandpapered all the bottom part of the car and we got newspapers and with soap we stuck it on the top and then we sprayed pale blue paint on the bottom. Yes?
Will you tell us the story about the whiteboard and the stick? To understand
fourth class. Well, I was in sixth class, the same as you were. And we had a very tough brother. And they weren't as nice now as Mr. Quinn. Because way back then, the brothers had a leather. It was about that length, about 16 inches long. There was a shape on one end so as he could hold it. And it was about a quarter of an inch thick. As it was Christmas, myself and one of my pals decided that what we would do is we would hide the leather on Rusty, Russell, Brother Russell. That's what we call him, Rusty. And we shoved it in behind the board because the board was screwed onto the wall and there was two strips of timber. So there was a space. And it meant that in the week leading up to the Christmas holidays, Rusty couldn't give any of us a slap with the leather. But when we came back from the Christmas thing, somebody had squealed. And myself and Mick Martin were called out in front of the class. We were handed a screwdriver and we were ordered to take the board down. And when we did, for our trouble, Rusty took the leather and he gave us six on each hand.
Six
of the best. Now, they were the kind of things that happened to you then. And sometimes you get your ear, if he wanted to bring you up to the front and you weren't doing what he wanted, he'd catch you by the ear and he'd twist it and he'd pull you up to the board. Now, he'd probably end up in court if he did that nowadays. But then, I can tell you, when Rusty said, quiet, everybody became very quiet because you paid a huge penalty if you didn't. Your hands, you'd barely be able to hold your pencil. And there was no such thing as biros then. The small pens had a nib on them and every desk had an inkwell. And so everybody wrote properly, as we would say. Your biro runs across the page now. You have to write properly with an ordinary pen, a nib.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoy it.